Hey folks, Dan Farrow here with your market update for July 31st, 2024. So really the only news we have coming in today is it's Fed Day, and we're going to find out exactly what the Federal Reserve is going to do finally. What's they expected to do? Well, that's what we're going to find out right now. So mortgage rates, they eased just a little bit yesterday. What's going to happen today? Well, let's get to the headlines. Right here, you're going to see what the Fed experts are saying about the possible cuts. And then look over my shoulder right through here. What determines your mortgage rate? If you want to find that out, I actually did a video just last week, and that video is up through here. It's pretty interesting. Didn't get as many views as I thought, but check it out. You're going to find out basically the answer to the Yahoo question right through there. So without further ado, let's get over to one piece of the puzzle I want to explain to you guys. Is this is our national debt, and it's killing us. It just hit $35 trillion. That means our government is $35 trillion in debt. So you wonder why I keep complaining about why they give away this and then why they write off this and why they just forgive this. That's because of this, and it's going to kick us in the ass one of these days. So, let's just wait for that time when it eventually comes. So without further ado, let's get over to our economic calendar to see if there's any last-minute information the Federal Reserve will maybe look at and say, that deserves a rate cut. So let's get over to it. Right through here, this is the Bloomberg calendar that we watch on a daily basis. There's really not that much through here. You have ADP payroll numbers. This is how many people got new jobs. Last reading was 155. It was supposed to reduce just a little bit to 147, it dropped all the way to 122. So we're going to check out that. Well, let's get over to the calendar that I use on a daily basis. Here it is. And this is why I use it, because most calendars don't have all this information. So let's break down these numbers to see, is the economy still clicking on all cylinders, or is it starting to cool down? So we saw the GDP numbers come out last week, and they were actually a lot better than expected, but a lot of inflationary numbers are coming way down. So let's take a dive into what we're seeing today is the employment numbers and maybe home sales. So let's get over to that. So we're seeing right through here, ADP jobs report shows that 150,000 people got jobs last reading. It was upgraded to 155. They're expected it to stay steady. It actually dropped, okay, to 122. I'm going to take a little bit of a dive into the employment numbers here in a second, because I think you're kind of being deceived on how many jobs were created over the last couple of years. I'll look into that in a second. The employment cost, this is a great area though. Employment cost, how much employers are paying employees and the total overall costs, it reduced. It was 1.2% previously. It was supposed to drop to 1. It dropped to 0.9. So that means employers are paying less for their employees' total packages. So maybe they'll be able to cut costs with us, driving down inflation even further. And then here's the shocker. Pending home sales. Last reading was negative 2.1. It was revised to basically a negative 2. And it was supposed to uptick a little bit to 1.3, and it went to 4.8. So a lot of people would seem to be picking up those homes on pending home sales. If you look at the duration of time over that, since January, this number has only been positive in the March reading. So we're back into positive numbers there. So the jobs numbers, they're not there, and costs are coming down. That's great news on that front. Let's see how the stock market's reacting to this. Well, that NASDAQ crash that was happening, that was pretty short-lived. S&P 500 just jumps on AMD's lead comeback and a Fed decision. So the Federal Reserve's coming out later today. What are they going to tell us? Well, here's the report I want to show you guys. Here's one of the reports they're going to look at. This is how many people in the United States have jobs. Okay, so you can see where these numbers are, and they fell off a cliff right through here. This was COVID. So you got to understand, when COVID hit, everybody lost their jobs. So, and then, well, you didn't lose your job. You just couldn't go to work anymore. Okay. So then those jobs came back. So can the administration really take credit for the comeback? Okay. So that's one thing of the, we want to take a focus in on. Then you go over here and what percentage of the country is working? It's still not even back to where it was pre-pandemic. You can see there 60%, participation rate 60.3 in 2023. We got 60.8 in 2019. So you see, we're not even back to pre-COVID numbers. And then if you really want to take a dive into the different variations, I don't like looking at this, because aren't we all the same? You know, if everybody's equal, then maybe these numbers shouldn't matter. But if it matters to you guys, here's the numbers. You can go actually to, what is this, the U.S. Bureau of Labor. You can actually break it down to people working, you know, 16 years old, Asians, Hispanics, women, African Americans, and so forth. You can break it all down right there. But the jobs numbers are back in totality, but percentage-wise, people aren't back to the workforce. So that's what the markets are telling us right now in the jobs numbers. We saw inflation coming down. So now what's the expectation the Federal Reserve will cut rates? Well, it's still right through here. We got a 96% chance they aren't cutting rates. Okay, how do I know that? Well, you go to the CME Fed Watch tool. We watch this every day if you're new to the channel. This basically is telling us what's the probability that the Federal Reserve will cut at the next meeting. So the next meeting is coming forth in 3 hours and 43 minutes, and we will be live during that time to show you guys exactly what happened. So check out the live report. Basically, what this is telling us, what the likelihood the Federal Reserve will change the federal funds target rate at the next meeting. The target rate right now is 5.25 to 5.5. You're seeing that right through here. So there's basically a 97% probability they're not going to do anything. And now here's where the adjustments start to take place. Okay, you can do that right through there, or you can do it in other areas right through here to see, you know, when they're going to cut. But right through here tells you what the federal funds rate is. Okay, and what's expected. And then these are the meeting dates, and this is the probability that they'll cut down to these categories or these columns. So hopefully that makes sense to you right through there. So right now we have the MBS market. I'm expecting it to be completely flat. Actually, it's up 9 ticks. So what is this right here? If you're new to the channel, again, this is what we follow on a daily basis to figure out what in the heck's going on with mortgage rates. Why do we follow this thing? What's named up there, the MBS. Okay, what does that mean? It's a mortgage-backed security. It's a mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street. And the yield of this thing is the biggest component when it comes to your mortgage rate. And that's explained also right through here when you start checking out what determines your mortgage rate. So the mortgage bond is the biggest piece of this puzzle. What you have to understand is how it works. So in this, if the bond price goes up, that's what's being represented right over there. If the bond price goes up, okay, what happens to the yield? It comes down. There's an inverse, a yin-yang effect in that. So we love when this number goes up. Let's look at the last, last month. Okay, you're going to see it went from here, not a huge move, but up is good. You can see back through here, if we go back to a five-year chart, you're going to see where basically the world just crashed right through this area right through here. So this is when rates were basically like 3%, and then we crashed all the way down through here in October of 2022 when rates hit the highest level, about 8.03 is where they hit, and then we've been on a steady little incline right from there. So again, when this is going up, rates are coming down. So we're seeing rates ease off a little bit right now. Are they going to go much further? I don't think. Everybody's going to be holding on just to wait for what the Federal Reserve actually comes out and does. So I'll be back later this afternoon with a live report. While they're telling us what exactly they're going to do, you'll find out, and then we'll show you the market reaction to that. And then I will also have a closing bell to wrap all this stuff up for you. So if you're out there in the middle of trying to maybe buy your first house, maybe buy an investment property, maybe even buy, you know, another home, you know, you're moving up or you're moving down, you need some help, we'd love to help you. So if you're new to all this and you're a first-time home buyer, you don't do this very often, we would love to help you. Okay, if you're a seasoned veteran with all this stuff, all you're looking for is the best rate and no fees, I might not be the choice for you guys, okay? What we want to do is we want to partner with you. We want to help advise you. That's why we say a lot of times, I'm a mortgage advisor, not a loan officer. I want to advise you all along this way. I've owned multiple homes, and I've been in the business for over 35 years. So I'd like to help you navigate these environments because I've been through them before, okay? So the first step is go to therateupdate.com. Here's our website. If you're looking to buy that first house, what I suggest you do is click the grant finder right up through there. It's going to help you find grants up to $6,500. Basically, it's free money. So that's why we post that there. There's no gimmicks. It's not a second mortgage. There's no lien on your home. It's basically free money. The next thing is the apply now button. If you're ready to get this process started, click the apply now button. But you might say, Dan, I got questions. I don't want to fill out an application, take a half hour, and then, you know, find out that I can't qualify. Well, do one other thing. I would call. Okay. So how do you call us? Well, scroll down to the bottom of our website and you're going to find that number right through here. It's 844-775-5626, or you can email me directly. Yep. It's me at dan@therateupdate.com. So that's my report for this morning. Stay tuned because we'll be live this afternoon when the Federal Reserve comes out and tells us what exactly they did. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Have a great morning. I'll see you back here in just a little bit. Bye-bye.